is, I'm afraid, my favourite carol. And I do have a rule about carols, that they're not to be played before Christmas. But in honour of Scott Stevens, editor of Australia's, ABC's rather, religion and ethics site, I'm making an exception. Scott, that's for you.
Ah, it's very sweet of you. That's actually one of my favourites too, Jonathan.
Isn't
so
lovely?
Thank you. Yeah, wonderful. Glorious.
Now, early in the show, we talked a little bit about Christmas. New record for the assembling of Christmas lights. But, well, that's one side of the coin, is it not? There's the other side of Christmas, which is the consumerist onslaught, which is creeping up on us as we speak, and it's been in the shops for quite a while. Now, Scott, our text today is a rather superb piece by George Monbiot in the Guardian, and he calls Christmas, and I quote him here, a global bullshit industry.
Look, he can be a bit of a serial curmudgeon, can't he? But you know, when a good healthy dose of self-righteousness and a kind of, I don't know what you call it, but a little bit of a kind of nostalgic twinge. When he pulls both of those things in harness, I think that he really does produce something quite marvelous. This is a wonderful piece. And I think one of the things that George Monbiot here puts his finger on, I don't know if you've recognized the same thing, Jonathan, but you know, it was about 5, 6, 7 years ago that rampant consumerism was actually a bit of a bad word. I often took argument with people who said that the West is all about consume, shop until you drop. Because there was something else that was going on there. It was almost as though a bit of the guilty conscience of the West had caught up with it. And it wasn't just that you could get people to go out and buy more and more crap, but instead you actually had to entice them, okay, buy this, but you know, in buying this, you're also doing something for a good cause.
You're sponsoring a goat at the same time.
You're sponsoring a goat at exactly the same time. So 5% from the purchase of every coffee goes to, you know, name your favorite cause. And so there was a bit of a give and take. It was almost as though, yes, I really probably shouldn't buy it, but you know, if I do this, then I'm doing a kind of act of penance at the same time. One of the things that George Monbiot recognizes, and I've been noticing this as well, is that some of that self-righteous, environmentally charitable or morally responsible tokenism has just been chucked to the side. And now it's all about, you know, do your bit for the country. You consume. And I think it's, you know, one of the things that we are, I think, fully in the grip of now is this ancient, you know, truism, which I frankly think is nonsense, that private virtues quickly become public vices if we saved and scrimp and are thrifty privately, personally. Okay, yes, that might be the right thing to do. The economy would collapse. And look, you know, far be it from me to you know, bring great Greek philosophers into conversation this late in the evening.
No, it's actually why we have you, Scott, is to bring great Greek philosophers into the conversation precisely this moment.
Jonathan, Aristotle had this incredible insight. He of course, lived in the second century before Christ, and he actually was around as the markets were first being invented, this kind of great all-consuming human institution. And what he recognized is that if the markets were simply left to themselves, he said there were two qualities, there were two vices that would become the cancer of human civilization. And those vices were epithumia and pleonexia, which basically mean greed and insatiability. He said the market somehow, by providing more than people could actually consume, the market had the capacity to unleash vices, which if left unchecked would erode the foundations of human civilization itself. Now the funny thing is, of course, the great paradox of our time is that these great scourges of human civilization have become the two things that the economy today simply cannot live without.
They are the central tenets. Don't you hate it when somebody 200 years before Christ nails the fundamentals of the early 21st century?
Absolutely right. But look, can I just say that, Jonathan, there is hope here. There is hope. And it's actually born, it seems to me, one of the little throwaway lines that George Monbiot there's a link, by the way, on the Religion Ethics website people should have a look at.
They should.
There's a little throwaway line where he talks about, you know, we buy all this crap for other people as a way of enhancing our social status. He actually invokes this bizarre notion of the potlatch, which is a form of exchange and gift-giving in primitive economies. But one of the things that the potlatch does that Monbiot just ignores is that in giving a gift to somebody else, you actually strengthen a social bond that either wasn't there before or that was waning. And I think one of the things that he misses is that, you know, it wouldn't be that difficult, just so I don't completely sound like a Scrooge and a grump.
Bah, humbug, Scott.
You know, it wouldn't be that difficult to actually renovate, to inject the Christmas season with a genuine sense of benevolence and generosity as a way, not just of crap, you know, crap circulation, but actually remaking some of the social bonds that we've allowed to atrophy during this time. So, you know, maybe all isn't lost.
That's a superb endeavor, something to bear in mind, and I do commend that piece, a link on the Religion page, to all listeners. It's a superb thing. Scott Stevens, I'll take this opportunity, because I won't have the chance before, to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, and to you, Jonathan. Thanks so much. It's always wonderful speaking with you.
Scott Stevens, he's the editor of ABC Religion and Ethics. We're coming up to news time here on RN Drive, our second hour before us. In that, you will hear about the ruckus in the Victorian Parliament. How long can this go on? It is dysfunctional. 7 o'clock, news time on RN.